we ready our hearts. So Margaret's going to play, but I just want everyone to be in silence. If you want to say the name of Jesus to yourself, say the Lord's Prayer, whatever touches your heart, to prepare ourselves for the word that we're going to hear today. Let's open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit fully, not just in the areas that we want, but in every area of our lives, especially the hidden areas that we don't want to expose. So let's just take some silence. Give us those desires, the desires of your heart to be our desires, Lord. Because we just love you, Lord. And we want to get to those gates and we want to hear good and faithful servant. We don't want to hear you say, depart from me, I never knew you. So, Lord, help us with our walk. Every moment of every day, whether we're by ourselves, we're with believers or non-believers, just every moment of every day, Lord. Be our strength. Thank you, Father God. Amen.
Good morning. That was awesome worship. Amen. Yeah, let's just give God a great big hand. Let's thank God. Thank you, God. Amen. You know, God is in this place, and he's already starting to soften our hearts, and he's ministering, and he's sharing some of the things of his heart into our hearts. And some of us are here today with broken hearts, or we're here because we've gone through some really hard things. We've come to the right place. We're here because we're in the presence of God. And we declare today that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? And we need to celebrate that. We need to focus on the fact that we have the victory. We're not waiting for the victory. We're not hoping with our fingers crossed that someday we're going to get the victory. We are more than conquerors. Amen? More than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Amen? That's good. We need to remind ourselves of that because there's always a battle going on. And there's power in the name of Jesus. We sang that this morning. Do you believe it? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power to break sin. There's power to break addictions. There is power so that we can live a life of victory. That there is power in the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to proclaim that today. Amen. We got a lot of things happening today, but we are going to remember that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And he reminded me today, and he wanted me to, I believe, say this today, that this is not a time to give up. There's a lot of good things happening. We've been proclaiming that and seeing it. Many, many good things. God's moving in this church. God is blessing us. There's an abundance of his blessing and of his favor. We're thankful for that. But do you think that the enemy is going to give up? Do you think he's not going to continue his attack? Because if you do, you're wrong. The enemy wants to do everything he can to steal and kill and destroy. And I was reminded today that he takes no prisoners. Do you know that? The enemy, he doesn't take any prisoners. You can surrender. You say, well, I'm just going to give up then. I just surrender to him. Well, you're dead and you do that, so you might as well not do that. You might as well fight to the very end, and if that means you have to claw his eyeballs out with your fingernails, then you do it. And that's the truth. I mean it. You can give up. You're giving in. Don't give in. When you give in to the enemy, he's just going to destroy you. You know, when he sees the white flag, he just thinks that's a target. That's just a target. He's just going to shoot at it. So we are going to fight against this enemy. We are going to continue to fight against this enemy who is Satan. The Bible says that we need to resist him. So it doesn't, you know what? It doesn't matter if you've fallen this week. It doesn't matter if you've used again this week. It doesn't matter if you've watched porn again this week. What matters is that you stand up against him and you say, you know what? I'm going to resist you again. I resist the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I resist the enemy. And he will flee. That's a promise. Amen? Shout to the Lord. Let's shout to him. Come on. Shout to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my King. Resist the enemy. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. 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 Maybe you don't need to hear this, but I do, so you're going to hear it anyways. Don't give up. Giving up, there's nothing that can come that is good out of giving up. So we're going to stand, and that's why we're together. That's why we stand together as a body, so that we stand together resisting him. I am going to resist you right to the end, right to my last breath, and I'm going to follow Jesus until that day happens. I am going to proclaim the goodness of God. I'm going to proclaim that Jesus is Lord and that I have life because of Jesus. Amen. And the enemy has been defeated. Do you believe it? He's been defeated, even though sometimes it seems in your life or my life that that's not true. It is true. He is warring. He's doing everything he can to discourage you, to take some lives, to do whatever he does. But he has lost the battle. It is the last minute of the third period. He's playing dirty. He's doing his cheap shots. But he doesn't win. He loses. Because Jesus Christ has won the battle on the cross. That's good news. Yesterday, got the news that Jason's brother passed away. Richard Harder died yesterday. And that's hard. And we're sorry. I'm sad for you. I'm sad for your dad, Brian, and Eleanor, and for you and Sam. But you know what, guys? Jesus is still Lord. He's in control. There's no more suffering. And all I know about my God is that he is a merciful God. He is a great God, and there's nothing like the love of the Father. And we just pray the love of the Father over you right now. We pray the love of the Father over the Harder family. We pray the love of the Father over Richard. We pray the love of a Father who heals and binds up the broken wounds. In Jesus' name. And God, we say we don't understand all of this. We don't know why it had to be this way. We don't know why there wasn't greater victory. And God, we're angry. We're mad as hell about these drugs. Just don't even know what to do or say about these things anymore. But we will not lose our faith. We will not stop looking to you. We will not stop looking to the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You are the God of all comfort. May the God of all comfort, may the God of all peace bless you and wrap his arms around you and remind you that the victory is the Lord's. The victory is God's. And that there is power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just give your peace, Lord, right now. Abide. I hear you just saying today that you just want to abide. I just want to live in you. Jason, Sam, and Brian, and Eleanor, I abide in you. And would you abide in me? And that I am your God, and I am a God of hope. Great hope for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 And it wasn't that long ago, a couple weeks ago, that Cameron passed away. Adrian's here today. It was his son. He died 2 weeks ago. Just saying the same thing, you know. Jesus is still Lord. There's deaths. There's a war going on. There's casualties of war. And he's taking no prisoners. But we, as the church of Jesus Christ, are fighting against this. We are rising against this enemy. And I don't know if you're seeing it or feeling it or knowing it. I think you are. I tell you, I've never felt the move of God like I have in the last little while. And I was reminded this week, I was just listening to someone who said, you want the move of God. We're praying for the move of God. We desire the move of God. He, and his preacher said, you are the move of God. You are the move of God. You are the move of God. Amen. God's doing something. As hard as these days are, as difficult as these times can be, these are the most exciting times that I've lived in. Amazing things are happening. People are turning their lives to Christ. We have a thrift store that's going to be opening soon that's going to help fund more addictions at Lazarus House, and it's going to be a blessing to a lot of people. We're praying for a dream center to rise up out of that old Lotus Bar. Amen? We're praying. We need a place where there can be treatment. We need a place where these people who have no place to go are going to have a place to go, and where it's going to be Christ-centered, and it's going to be on the blood of Jesus. It's going to be about the blood of Jesus. It's going to be about the cross where Christ died. And that excites me. I know you think I don't get excited very often. That I'm pretty, you know. Nah, I am excited about this because I see the move of God. I do, and I know that I am the move of God, and you are the move of God. Amen? Great things are coming, and they're already happening. I think sometimes we're always looking down the road. When this happens, we got to pray, and when revival takes place, when the Spirit starts to move. Well, I'm telling you today, it's happened. Revival is taking place. The Spirit of God is moving, and He continues to move. And all that Jesus wants to do is save. That's the only thing He cares about, is to save. He wants to save the lost souls. Amen? So we're praying about that. And I don't know. I guess I don't know if I'm communicating well here. I'm telling you, don't give up. I believe that some of us have stumbled recently, or maybe you're just discouraged, or you're disappointed with yourself. You're mad at yourself because you did something that you wish you didn't do. You know what? Resist the enemy and he'll flee from you. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't say, well, I'm just too weak. I was reading today in Joel chapter 3. In Joel chapter 3, it says this: let the weakling say that he is strong, or she is strong. Let the weakling say, I'm strong. Say it with me. I am strong. Oh, come on. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Come on. I am strong. When you feel weak, you know what? When you feel weak and you feel like you blew it again, you stand up and you say, I am strong in the name of Jesus, and I resist the enemy in the name of Jesus. And he will not win, because I will resist him to the very end. Let the weakling say, I am strong. Amen. 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 I'm stealing all the time here, but I just really was moved by the Spirit today to encourage you. Don't beat yourself up. The enemy's doing enough of that. And we're here to stand together as a body of Christ. We're here to love each other. We're here not to gossip and slander each other. We're here to be one body, and not just as one little church, but as the church of Jesus Christ. We stand as one. Amen. I want to just pray for you, so why don't you come on up here? Yeah, I do. Yeah. This is Dee, and Dee just needs our prayers. She has a diagnosis. I think you're still waiting for the complete thing, right? But it has to do with your kidneys, and that there's some fear about that, right? You're a little worried?
She still wants to see me.
Doctor wants to see you.
And to run some tests.
Run some more tests. We pray. Please join me in prayer. God, we just pray your healing right now in Dee's life. That you'll lay your hands on her kidneys. That you, God, will restore what needs to be restored. And we stand with her. We stand together. And we speak the healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus, God. And that you will remove all fear. That you'll take away the worry and the fear that might come from a bad diagnosis. Because it doesn't really matter. What matters is that we believe in you, Jesus. We believe that you're the healer. We believe that you right now, you're touching this sister. You're touching her and you're healing her, and that, Lord, you are in control. We believe this. We thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that we can already be grateful for the healing that you've already done in her life. So we are not afraid. We are not afraid. We just pray for Jesus, and in Jesus' name, for the healing that Dee needs. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. Amen? Yeah. That's good. And I'm just, you know, coming into church this morning, Nadine, is it okay if I just pray for you a minute? Wherever Nadine is, there you are. I'm going to pray for you. Maybe you got family around you. They can lay their hands on you. Pauline, would you do that? Just, I'm going to pray as we pray for our sister. She had surgery on her forehead. So when you see the stitches, it's not because she, you know, ran into a door or anything. There was some cancerous growth there. But we pray the powerful name of Jesus for Nadine. Let's join and pray. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Jesus Christ. And we believe in the power and the healing of Jesus. So we pray for Nadine right now. Thank you for her, God. Thank you for her faith. Thank you that she loves you. Thank you, God, that sometimes we go through these trials so that we get on our knees a little more and so that we realize how weak we are, but that our strength is in Jesus' name. Pray for Nadine right now that there will be nothing left of this cancer. And we just ask you, God, to remove it right now in Jesus' name, and that this the prognosis will be positive, that you will grant her many decades of life, that you will continue to reign in her life, then she'll be healthy and strong. Lord, you said that if one of you is sick among you, we should lay our hands on her or on him, and that we should pray in faith. So right now, we pray in faith for our sister. Ask you, God, to remove what needs to be removed and show us, God, that you are the great healer. You are the great physician. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. It's going to be all right. I'll tell you that too. And you know that. I know you do. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm going to stop right now, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to carry on later. I want Joseph to come on up here. Joseph, you want to come on up? This is Joseph. Why don't you welcome him? Joseph and Rejoice are kind of new. They've been here for a few months. I've asked Joseph to share a bit of his story, and it's a cool thing that I think it's two more months, right? And we got another little baby coming. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My name is Joseph, as Pastor have said already. I'm from Ghana. Next month will be my 1 year exactly as I've been in Canada. Amen. I was born into a Christian family, a Bible-believing family, where my grandfather was an evangelist, and he's my mentor. He taught me a lot of things, but he died when I was just 9 years. I thought my dream to become an evangelist like him is over. But God tells me something, that he has a plan for me. In Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. And that plan and dream start growing when he told me a story about himself and the church he owned. He's a farmer. He has sheep, goats, and other things. Every year, he goes to convention or meeting 3 times in the year. Christmas, August, somewhere in August, and Easter. He never stay at home. He pack all the family, and we go. Because people knows his plan, They will come and steal from the farm. Before he comes, they steal a lot of sheep, goats, and things. One day before we left, he said, I'm going to put my house in the hands of the Most High. And he prayed. He said, Father, I am going to do your work. I'm leaving behind my household. Take care of it. As I'm going to take care of your sheep, take care of mine. That's the only prayer. Before he comes back, there's someone who came, but he couldn't steal. He left all his sack, cutlass, and other thing down. When he saw it, yes, someone came, but he couldn't enter. So the following Sunday, the church is behind the house. So Sunday morning, like this, worshiping and praising God, there's this young man that is crying, weeping, help me, forgive me. What's going on? Say, yes, I am the one. What is going on? I am the one. I tried to enter and steal. I've been stealing from you for long. So one night he came because he knew no one is there. He came to do his own operation again. When he came, he saw someone very tall that he couldn't even see the head of the person. But he tried to look into the face of the person, and there's this lightning that shined into his eyes. Since then, he never gets free. It's like he's getting mad. His whole body is on fire. And my grandfather said, yes, God wants you to repent. God needs you. By stealing from people, go and steal people to come to the house of God. Amen. That thing motivates me, and I say, no, this God, I will worship him. This God, I will follow him. Wherever I go, I will mention his name. Amen. Because he's good. See how the worship went. The Bible says, if you enter the house of God, whatever problems you are having, put it aside. Come to him with your soul, your whole body, your mentality. Put all your sorrows aside. Because he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Creator. He knows better for you. You can't decide for yourself. You think you are your own self, but you are not. If his power and his rightful hand, the bigger hand that is biggest than all the biggest hand, is not on you, you can't make it. Some people think, yes, I'm rich. I have everything. But when you're about to sleep, do you know the second, the moment you close your eyes, that you can't even think of anything? No. No one knows that second, that moment, he or she slept. Before you wake up, oh, you see yourself again in your bed. But sometimes you see yourself in different way. It's not the same way you slept. It means there's someone somewhere watching over you. Amen. Sometimes as we enter the house of God and they are praising God, then we think, no, let me sit down and fold my arms. If you fold your arms, you know what happens? You are being chained. Yeah. But the moment you start moving, raising your hand, praising God, even if you don't know how to sing, open your mouth and start saying something, you notice you are starting singing. Without realizing you are singing, you are singing. There's a lot of songs that I don't know. I've never heard of it. But if I come, I try to open my mouth. I say something before I notice I'm singing. Before, if you read, the more you read, you start singing. Amen. We should give our life and our heart to Christ. Amen. He is the what? The porter. We are just the clay. How can the potter tell, the clay tell the potter, I want you to mold me this way? No. See that art on the wall? It's the hand of a potter. How beautiful that thing look. Imagine something and say, this one, I'll make it this way. God have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. I was ordained as a pastor in 2013, 2014, we went to villages to preach to people and tell them to abstain from those petty gods. Because where I am from, I know what I'm talking about. We have a lot of jujus. Yeah, voodoos. And if you play with them, they will kill you. I nearly died in 2014. In 2014, we went to a strange village. We slept in a bush where snake and scorpion are. Because the Lord direct us to go and fetch souls. We drink waters that you can't even imagine human being can drink. All because to glorify the name of the Lord. And there's this man who's the fetish priest in that village. Everybody is afraid of that man. Because if he say yes, it's yes. He will kill you. But we say we go. We went. We preached to this man. And to God be the glory, he said, yes. This is my fetish shrine. I give it to you. Whatever you want to do, do it. Because I know there's a God who is powerful than the God I'm serving. Because for you to come out from the city to this bush just to talk to me, it's not everybody. People have tried, but they died on the way. But you young guys of yesterday, you came, you talked to me, and it touched my heart. Break everything you want to break. Because we told him, those are God that cannot speak. They have eyes, but they can't see. They can't hear you. But it's just an evil spirit that is manipulating you, thinking you have some kind of power. No! And we broke those shrines. We burn it in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We left. A week later, I start feeling sick. Before 2 weeks, I got paralyzed halfway. I can't move. I can't think. Even if I drink water, it has to come out. The water I drink come out with yellow, tense yellow. My jaw twist. You can't even recognize me. They had to hold me and bath me. I thought that is my end. But behold, there's one pastor that said, don't take him to hospital. Because the Lord have revealed to me, if they inject him, that will be the end. Because the medicine they did on him is against needles. Because they know you go to hospital and they will inject you. In Africa, we have a lot of those things. They give you 7 days. If you don't die, then you are somebody. Yeah. Because I'm somebody, I have a God who lives. I did not die. Never. Because God said, he has sent me worldwide to do his work. I haven't started the work yet. Why should I die? I'll die on my own time. Amen. There's time for everything. Please, if you can put it, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 to 8. There's time for everything. We shouldn't wait for someone to tell us, go to church, do this. Your maker knows you are here to serve him. It's not by mistake. It's not about our beauty. It's not about how famous we are. No. Money, cars, what? We'll die and leave it. We didn't come with cars. We didn't come with cash. Our mobile phone, our cell phone, our beautiful house, our beautiful wife and handsome husbands, one day, just one day, have you ever thought of where you go when you can't even open your eyes or breathe from your nostrils? Have you ever thought of that? The land of the dead, how that place look like? But Jesus has promised us, I am going. I will be back. I shall come back. I am preparing a place for you. If I come, I'll take you, and I, of course, there. I want to go there. They said that place is beautiful. We walk on gold, diamonds. You even hate being on it. There's no sorrow. There's no weeping. Praise Lord. I want you and I to have our heart to God. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. Can we please go deep in our heart, read it softly, and see what God is telling us. I was so touched when I saw my sister cry. And I said, Lord, what should I tell her? I said, tell her this. Give her this quotation. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 to 8. For her to notice every time that passes, I have my hand on it. Because I know this time will come. Don't cry. There's time for everything. It says what? There is time for everything. And a season for every activity under heavens. Whatever we do on earth is under heaven. He sees it. He knows it. Why should we waste our time to choose the wrong one instead of the right one? I will come back to it. So when I fall sick for 3 good months, I couldn't go out. Food was my enemy because I feel terrible if I take in something. But God raised me again after 3 months. All this place that caught off came back. But it remained one thing. If migraine. Or just this part. About 2 weeks ago, this year, Pastor Stan and the lovely people of this church laid their hands on me and command that headache, that migraine, go out! Can you believe what happened? At once by force, that headache ran by crying, I'm going! I'm going! Yes! He is Lord. He said, is that anything too hard for me? No! What are you worried about? Your sickness? Just pray to Him. Have intimate time with God. Every day, just take one time. It doesn't matter how many minutes. And have one intimate time with God. Every day. Just choose one verse from the Bible. Glue to it. Pray. At that time, no television sound. Put your cell phone aside. Put family aside. One-on-one with your God. Talk to Him. He will listen to you. Because He said, I hear the voice of my sheep when they call. You are no different from the people He listened to in the past. He just wants our heart. He said, I'm standing at the door, knocking. Someone is knocking at your heart. Just look in deep into it. You can feel it. Sometimes when he's knocking, I felt it. Because the last time I came, I know I came to Canada. I start chasing for money. I want to leave my pastoral work and chase after money. When I came, there's a preaching that went on that day. And I told Pastor, I felt guilty. I'm chasing after money. Because at time I want to be engineer, I did telecom, I did networking. Just to be engineer. But God said no. I do work for great company, Vodafone, MTN, back in Ghana. But still, he said, no, you have to reduce to do my work. Your mentor is dead. Now take the mentorship and move ahead. When I came here, people start saying things. In Canada, there's a lot of white people. You have to look for black community church and go because white people will not give you a chance to stand in front of them. I said, wow, but God, it's not a God of white or black. It's a God of all of us. One day my wife said, no, I got baptized in Protestant. Let's go to Protestant. I said, really? I said, yes. No, I said, if I go, because I love preaching. If I go, they will not allow me to preach because here at Black Community Church, I preach. They said, let's go because there's opportunity everywhere. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Amen. I don't know how many minutes left for me. They give me about 15 minutes. So, I will not waste much time. Let me speak one of two things, then I stop here. God is so good to me. He healed me, and I stand on my feet. I went back to that same village to see that man. He almost got into it because when we go to him, there's no one again coming to him to preach or to tell him what to do. He knows nothing about the Bible. But if you fetch someone from the dust and you clean him, try always to clean him for him to have that idea. But if he have nothing, he will go back to his vomit like a pig. If you bath him, you left him, taking those mud away, he will go back to it. So that man went back. When we go back, he was surprised to see us. So how? Are you still alive? Because I know the God I serve would have killed you right now. But I said, no. I told you the God we serve is more than the God we serve. I'm still alive. So now we took that man from that village to different, nearer to the city. We established him with some small business so that he will not think back. So I'm happy when I see the way people have been raised here in Red Deer, try to take them out of drugs and all kind of things and preaching to them. The more they come and hear the word of God, the more their mentality starts to change. May God bless you. May the Lord be kind. May the Lord raise you to that maximum level where he wants you to be. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Amen.
That's awesome. God bless you. You say amen? That's good. That's encouraging, right? That's encouraging. Crystal leaned over, you know, kind of like halfway through. I told Joseph 15 minutes, but I've been in Kenya before, so I know what 15 minutes means. She leaned over and she said, you know, that guy's a preacher. I said, yeah, I'm worried about that too. Preach it, brother. Thank you for your words. And we pray for you and for a little baby that's going to be born soon. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just ask for a healthy child. We pray, God, that you'll be with Joseph and rejoice, that your hand, the hand of a Father God, will be upon them, that the delivery will go well, and that this child will be raised to know you and love you with all of his heart, or all of her heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You see what I mean when I said God's doing something, and that he's doing it through us, and that this is exciting, and this is just some of the early chapters, but there's more chapters coming. Amen. We just need to, I really believe that God's saying, just don't set this big agenda. Quit having this long list of things that you've got to get through. He does that with me. You maybe don't have that. It's hard sometimes to be up here with a microphone and to know what to do next. I'll be honest with you. And sometimes I just feel like we've got to just press on and do the stuff that, you know, that I want to do or that I think we should be doing instead of just being open to the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that he's not going to leave us as orphans. He leaves us with the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we put the Holy Spirit in this tiny little cubicle. We don't give him the opportunity to actually move or to speak or to heal or to encourage or to do any of the things that the Holy Spirit wants to do. Today, we're going to try to do this a little bit differently. I just want to be open to the Holy Spirit. So, Pauline, what that means is that you're probably not going to be preaching today. Just tell you in front of all these people so that you can't get too offended with me. Please bring that word next week, okay? I don't want to cut that word short. I'm feeling that, I'm believing that God wants us to have some time just to come for prayer, to come for healing. Some of the things that Joseph shared about what he was healed from, and even just a couple weeks ago when we were able to pray for him and to hear that miracle that he no longer suffers from these migraines, just it dawned on me that maybe there's someone here with a migraine. Maybe there's someone here with a bad diagnosis. Maybe there's someone here who walks with a limp, and you just want prayer for that. I don't know. I'm just letting you know that pretty soon I'm going to ask Chad and Robin to share. They're going to talk a little bit about their Jamaican trip, and this is a mission opportunity. But that's not going to be the end of the story. We're coming back to this in a few minutes. And I'm just praying right now, and I'm going to pray, just that God prepares your heart. Maybe you have a word of knowledge. Maybe there's a prophetic word that you want to bring to someone specific, and you've been waiting for an opportunity to do that. Maybe you need healing. Maybe you just need some encouragement. So would you pray with me, just as Chad and Robin get ready for this? Would you just pray with me? Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus today that your Holy Spirit, as you live in us and as you move through us, that today you will move in the way, in the direction that you choose. We've come here today for lots of reasons. We've come because we want to worship you. We've come because we enjoy the fellowship and the unity. But some of us have come needing something specific from you today. We need to be healed, or we need to be made clean again, or we need to be encouraged. We need to have the fears in our lives fall off. We need the worries to be gone. Maybe it's financial issues. Maybe we're struggling in our marriage. Whatever it is, God, I pray today, Holy Spirit, that as you minister among us, as we spend a little time thinking about this, that you'll make it clear what it is that you want to do in our lives, what we need to be healed from or what needs to fall or break off of us. And I believe that that's exactly what you want to do. Thank you that Chad and Robin are here and that they're going to share a little bit about Jamaica and this ministry and this mission opportunity. And we're looking forward to that, too. Maybe that's part of it. We're called to that. I don't know. But, Lord, just have your way. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to do what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So just before I turn this over to you guys, there is a couple of announcements. And there's never a good time to bring announcements up, I don't think. But just a couple of things. We will be having Lift Up Red Deer on Thursday night. So if you're coming to the prayer, the whole city prayer meeting, it's Thursday night, and that starts at 7 o'clock. And then a couple other things. Tomorrow, we're going to have a big cleaning bee, or whatever you call that, at the thrift store at Renew. So if you're able to come at 9 o'clock, what we're going to do is work for a couple of hours. Just give me one second. Let me finish this. And a couple of hours, we're going to work, then we're going to go to the soup kitchen for lunch, and then those of you who want to come back in the afternoon can come again. There's a lot of cleaning that has to happen. You're welcome to come. I just invite you to bring your own cleaning or some cleaning supplies. If you got a mop or brooms or whatever, bring them along because we're going to need them. If we work hard at this, we'll be able to get this all cleaned up. And we're at that stage now. It's kind of exciting. We're cleaning the place up, and now we're starting to receive any donations. So if you have them, bring them along as well. I think, okay, Elvin, you had your hand up. Yeah. Okay, so it is at Renew? Thanks for telling me that before. So, yeah, we'll talk about that too. So tonight we're going to meet at Renew for prayer meeting, 6 o'clock. We're going to walk around, pray, and again, we've said this many times, that it's a big part of what we need to do there is continue to clean that place up, understanding that for decades, I think 40, 50 years, that place was used for very dark purposes. We've heard lots of stories from a number of different women who were recruited there for prostitution and where people started their drug life there. So we know we need to continue to clean this place up with the blood of Jesus. We invite you to come at 6 o'clock, okay? 6 o'clock. And then the other thing was just for the women, and for some reason none of us guys are invited to this, but after the service today, I know it's not fair or right or anything like that, but there's going to be a special baby shower for Nash and Tori, and we're excited about that too. So God bless you. All the women after church are meeting back there and they're having a good time together. So, Chad, you're on.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for letting us share. Robin and I are super excited about what God is doing. And not only is he working locally through our outreach efforts that we're doing here through Potters, and we're seeing him move, which is so exciting and so great. It's been on our hearts for a while to do a missions trip. Robin has gone on several, and we probably won't have time to share those. But and it's been on our hearts. And as many of you know, when we got married, we set some of the gifts aside that was given to us. And so we've had a missions fund now for the last couple of years. So this is just, we're going to share just a little quick, a few photos of basically what we're going to be doing. In April, we're going to be going down. And the funding for it, for us, is already taken care of. So if you would prayerfully consider, we also want to go down with a love offering. And so it's a little sensitive for us regarding the financial aspect. We don't want any funds that you would normally, the Lord would have you giving here to the work of Potters. This would be an offering over and above, and then we take it down, and then we help in the various different ways that are here. So, do you want to touch base on that?
On the money, no.
Yeah. Okay.
But I want to just share our hearts a little bit with you. The other day, Chad was reading me one of his favorite scriptures. And as he was reading it, it dawned on me that we often hear the first part of the scripture, and we know it very well, but we don't often talk about the second half of the scripture. The first half says that, you know, when I was in prison, you came and visited me. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. When I was hungry, you gave me food. That's the first part. But the second part is what really grabbed my heart, which was just a huge confirmation that we're doing this trip and hopefully more to come in the future. Mm-hmm. And because what it says is just, it's pretty heavy. It says, it's about separating the goats and the sheep. Right? The sheep will be on his right, which is his honorable side. And the goats will be on his left, which is like almost like a side of rejection. And when he puts the goats on his left, he's going to say to them, "Be gone from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me and entertain me. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me with help and ministering care." Then they also in their turn will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or as a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" And he will reply to them, "Solemnly I declare to you, in so far as you failed to do it for the least of these, you failed to do it for me." This is why we do street ministry. This is why we have hearts for street ministry, because this is what God calls us to do. And I had somebody say to me last night or the night before, "Well, what's wrong with helping on your own doorstep?" Well, that's great, and we do that. But what's wrong with helping overseas as well? At least here we have social services, welfare, AISH. We have food that's served 3 meals a day for people. We have places for people to sleep. We have recovery. We have these things. We have mental institutions. In places like where we're going, which is Mandeville, Jamaica, they don't have any of these services. Because this is a country that is a Christian-based country, it's also very voodoo-based, very deep voodoo roots, which a lot of you know this. So if you give birth to a child who's deformed or has a mental instability or anything like this, they don't do anything but cast them away, literally. Throw them in a river. Throw them in a dump site. They found 2 babies in an abandoned dresser drawer because they think that they're cursed when they have these children. So where do they go? Well, one of the places they go is the orphanage we're going to talk about. And another place is going to be the mental institution for men that we're going to talk about. So we'll just go through these slides and kind of share with you.
This is the pastor and his wife that have the church that we partner with when we're down there. And that's a picture of them and their kids. And so one of the ministries, there's about 4 or 5 different ministries that we reach out to when we're down there. New Hope Children's Home is one of them, and there's about 30 children that are there that are orphans. These are some of the photos that are from down there. So we visit there, bring them supplies, bring them help any way that we can. Pray for them, play with the kids. This is the mentally challenged men's home called Ebenezer's, and there's about 17 to 20 men who are mentally handicapped in some form or another. And it's just amazing the support that they need down there that they don't get from the government, so they totally rely on donations. They're working on sustainability, growing their own food, their own slaughterhouse. Food and supplies is one of the things that we'll be doing. So this is an ongoing ministry. Twice a year, we go down. So go ahead.
So there's this Golden Age home, this and also the prisons. For these people who are in these places, if they don't have family or friends, they get no supplies. They don't get toilet paper. They don't get soap. They don't get toothbrushes. They don't get toothpaste unless somebody brings it. In the prisons, they sleep on newspaper. They don't have beds. They just have newspaper. And if somebody doesn't bring them these things, then they will never get it, and they will just die in solitude. I can't have that on my heart, knowing that we can do something about it. So we're going to be trying to recruit some of you, too.
There's an opportunity. So that's it for us for time, but there's also prison ministry. At the back, there's a little table. We have some brochures if you want to chat more about it at the end. So thanks. Yeah. Back to Stan. No, we're out of time.
Just going to ask the worship team to come on to the front again. Thank you, God. We sang that song earlier, just come to the altar. If you're weary and if you're troubled, if you're going through a hard time, the song says just come to Jesus, come to the altar. So just feeling like that's where God's leading us today. We're going to sing this song, we're going to just worship Him. You know, we talk about this a lot, but there's warfare that happens in worship. When we worship, we drive the enemy away. And I believe that there are many of us who need that enemy driven away. Like, I don't know where Sam and Jason went. This is probably hard for them. So we continue to pray for them, right? Some of you have been struggling this week, or there's fears, or there's uncertainty. We're going to worship God. Let's just relax. Let's let this soak in a little bit. And then I'm going to give you the opportunity to come forward for prayer. Maybe it's something you need to be healed from. And that doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could be an emotional wound. It could be something way back. You just need someone to pray for something that happened to you a long, long time ago. Something that you know is the root. The root of some of the woundedness that you might be going through in your life. Just going to pray that the Holy Spirit ministers to us right now. That we soften our hearts. And that He reveals what it is. All right? Let's just bow our heads. Let's pray. Thank you, God. We're so glad to be here today. Thank you that because of the blood of Jesus, we have victory over the enemy. And in doing this today, we are agreeing that we are going to resist the enemy. And we are standing on your promise today that he will flee from us. We need this enemy to flee from us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We believe in the power of the name of Jesus. And so we speak the powerful name of Jesus over our fears, over the past, over the things and the people that we have a hard time forgiving. We speak the powerful name of Jesus over the bitterness that's in our lives, things that the residue of that bitterness that is remaining in us, that it will fall off right now. It will fall off in Jesus' name. And we speak the powerful name of Jesus about the disappointments that have happened in our lives, about the words that were spoken to us that were words that put us down, that said that we didn't add up, that we were stupid or that we were losers. Any of that, Lord, we just speak the name of Jesus so that we can rise up to be the sons and daughters that you want us to be. We invite you, Spirit of God. We just invite you right now to come in our hearts, to soften our hearts, to wrap your big arms around us and love us. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to worship you. So let's just worship God. You can stand, you can sit, you can kneel, you can lay, do what you want, but worship Him. Come.
forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasures you found.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Alvin was just saying that when he came in this morning, he just had a real sense from God that there are people with addictions that need to be set free, and that God wants to set you free today. So if that's you, he's speaking to you. But before we do this, I just want to tell you about a voice that you're hearing right now. Some of you, anyways. You can just keep playing, just quietly, if that's okay. Just the voice is telling you just to sit there and shut up. There's a voice, and it's the voice of the enemy, really, and he's just doing this. Shh. Just sit there. This is going to be over pretty soon. This does not involve you, is what the enemy's saying. This does not involve you. It's time to head out of here instead. And you can do that. But instead, I'd just rather that you listen to God. Some of you are crying. Some of you are broken. Some of you have gone through some just crappy, hard things. Listen. Jesus came for people like us who are wounded and who are broken so that we could be made well and so that we could have peace. And you can run if you want. You've run before. You think that's worked for you. It has not worked for you. You just keep running. You're like Jonah. You keep running and you're still in the belly of the whale. It's time to get thrown out of that belly of the whale. But it's up to you. It is up to you. And the last thing that we ever want to do around here is twist your arm or make you do something that you don't want to do. I just want to be obedient to God today. And I want to encourage you today just to listen to him. You don't need to listen to me, but don't listen to the voice of that enemy who's telling you to just get out and to not come forward. Here's the invitation. Jesus said, come to me. All of you who are weary and heavy burdened, come to me. All of you who are addicted and broken, come to me. All of you who are struggling and have given up, come to me. All of you who think there is no more hope, come to me. And I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. In other words, what he's saying is, I've got this. Whatever it is that's heavy, I got this. I can carry what you can't carry. I am God, and you are not. I'm going to ask just all of our leadership team who are here, and I'm going to ask Gertie, and I want to ask Joseph, if you'll come up too for prayer, and just to come up and be a prayer, I mean. Gertie, would you come? By the way, I think we should start calling her Pastor Gertie. I don't know why we didn't call her that 10 years ago. Yeah. And Crystal, come on, Gertie. We're going to sing it again, and I invite you to come. Come to Jesus. It's that simple.
Broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin, Jesus is calling. yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Do the chorus a few times.
Oh, come to the altar.
Do that one more time. Oh, come to the altar.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling.
Come to the Lord. Come to Jesus.
Jesus is calling.
Amen. Just come. Just come. Come for prayer. Come for healing. Even if you just need a hug, come for a hug. Come to Jesus. The Father's arms are open wide. The Father's arms are open wide. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Just come. Don't listen to that voice that says, I got to get out of here. Come to Jesus.
Savior, isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Can you say amen? God is here, and God loves you, and we're just going to keep giving you this opportunity to come for prayer. Maybe there's a struggle in your relationship, but I'm going to also want to give you this parting blessing to those of you who need to leave. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and may the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. God bless you. God loves you. Amen. Amen.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. Silence the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rivals, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. The name it is. You have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory.
Wonder. The description too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned. Yeah.